Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ. You get bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, cattle futures were able to close higher across the board Monday with some triple-digit gains scattered across both feeder cattle and live cattle contracts. Support certainly did not stem from boxed beef as they showed a significant decline. It seems that the winter storm and a forecast for significant rains over the next 2 weeks may have underpinned the market. Traders like to trade the news and events, even though they may not have lasting impact on the market. It does provide volatility, which in turn provides opportunity to make money. Front month April could do no more than hang on to a slight gain, while June almost reached back to the high. Hog futures were bound to take a dip in price as the market became overbought. Packers remained aggressive Monday, which brought futures off their lows by about a dollar, keeping the uptrend intact. Pork cutouts remain very strong, and that strength, along with higher cash, will keep traders friendly to the long side of the market. Softer wheat prices overnight as contracts slipped back from the highs posted yesterday. Price action the previous session seemed to suggest the solid rain event witnessed over the weekend in the southern plains was mostly priced in. That said, another round of moisture is expected the next 24 to 48 hours across Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and much of the central Midwest, weighing on contracts overnight. The next round of precipitation sees a half to 2 inches amounts over the entire state of Kansas, which should ensure the hard red winter wheat crop gets off to a favorable start. Mixed corn prices overnight with the front end of the curve higher, while the back end sees weakness following the price surge the previous session. The buying yesterday sent May corn back above its 5 to 10 and 20-day moving averages as trends flip back higher. Bulls pointed to several factors, including new highs in the D6 RIN prices. Weaker trade across the soy complex this morning after two-sided price action yesterday evening. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV. Calf raises at work. Shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
April live cattle up 12 cents, 119.12. June up 135 at 121.77 yesterday. April feeder cattle up 70, 143.92. May up 135, 149.72. April hogs down 85 cents at 90.55. Kansas City wheat, May up 3.25 yesterday, 606.75. July was up 3 cents, 611.75. Chicago wheat, May up 6.5, 645. July was up 5 cents at 637. May corn up 10.5, 549.5. And July was up 9.25, 537.75. May soybeans up 6.25, 1419.5. July was up 7.75 at 1410.25. April crude down 79, 6460.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.